AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. James Hardie's 38% quarter climb runs ahead of a thin building materials signal base. The ADR added 3.1% in the latest week and has recovered sharply over 12 weeks. But the weekly trend signal remains inactive, and industry breadth is still narrow. Research brief. James Hardie Industries PLC, ADR, closed at $24.87 for the week ended 19 June 2026, up 3.1% on 43.4 million shares. The move adds to a 19.8% four-week gain and a 38.0% 12-week advance, putting JHX well ahead of broader U.S. basic materials momentum, though the setup remains balanced rather than fully confirmed. Key points. 1. JHX closed 14.2% above its $21.78 weekly trend line, but the trend backdrop is inactive, and active trend breadth is only 4 of 52 weeks. 2. Volume improved to 43.4 million shares, equal to 1.2x the 13-week average and 1.3x the 52-week average, confirming participation, but not a full reset. 3. The stock remains 13.7% below ShareMaestro fair value at $28.81 and 16.6% under its 52-week high of $29.82. 4. Building materials context is mixed. The industry gained 4.7% for the week, ahead of JHX, while JHX's 19.8% four-week return beats the industry's 12.5% average. Weekly move adds to a sharp recovery. James Hardie Industries PCL ADR finished the latest completed week at $24.87, gaining 3.1%. The larger story is the recovery arc. JHX is up 19.8% over 4 weeks and 38.0% over 12 weeks, a strong rebound for a $13.2 building materials name after earlier weakness in the spring. Price now sits at 62.9% of its 52-week range, between a low of $16.46 and a high of $29.82. The close is comfortably above the $21.78 weekly trend line, with a 14.2% premium, but it remains 16.6% below the high watermark and 13.7% below ShareMaestro fair value of $28.81. Sector and industry context is supportive, but not broad. Within U.S. basic materials, JHX ranks in the 72.9th percentile of its peer set for the latest weekly read, with the wider group averaging a 1.0% weekly decline across 222 names. The sector picture is better over longer windows. Basic materials averaged 0.7% over 4 weeks and 8.5% over 12 weeks, both well below JHX's 19.8% and 38.0% gains. The industry comparison is more nuanced. U.S. building materials averaged a stronger 4.7% weekly return, so JHX lagged the group for the latest week, but it remains ahead over 4 and 12 weeks. Industry breadth is still restrained, with only 11.8% of building materials names showing active weekly trend signals, 47.1% with positive market dynamics, and 29.4% with positive relative strength. Signal state remains balanced, rather than decisive. ShareMaestro's setup signature is a balanced read, with a composite score of 54. The positive evidence is clear. Price is above the trend line. Market dynamics activity pressure is positive at 0.92, and relative strength has turned positive at 0.71 after being negative in recent weeks. The constraint is signal quality. The trend backdrop remains inactive, and active trend breadth for JHX is just 7.7%. equal to 4 active weeks in the past 52. The expectancy read is also undecided, at 53.28%, which argues that the recent rebound has improved the tape without yet creating a fully confirmed weekly regime. Volume confirms interest, while risk remains two-sided. Participation improved to 43.4 million shares, above the 13-week average of 36.3 million, and the 52-week average of 34.6 million. The 1.2x volume ratio is constructive, especially after 40.2 million shares in the prior up week. But it remains short of the stronger 1.5x threshold that would signal broader conviction. Risk is not excessive by the stock's own history, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 6.3% versus a 52-week base of 7.6%. Still, the distribution is uneven. JHX has logged 29 positive weeks and 23 negative weeks over the past year, while the average losing week at negative 6.0% is larger than the average gaining week at 5.4%. Sharp losses and strong gains each account for 23.1% of the recent 26-week bucket set. What to watch next? The key test is whether the move can keep the close above the weekly trend line while converting positive pressure into an active trend backdrop. A sustained activity pressure read above zero, accompanied by a stronger volume ratio, would improve the quality of confirmation. On the other side, a fade back toward the 21.78 USD trend line would test whether the four-week rebound was a durable base recovery or a fast retracement within an unfinished repair process. The fair value gap at 28.81 USD gives the stock room to recover further, but the market has not yet fully endorsed that value with trend confirmation. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.